On the show today, we have Equipify's very own Bryce Deeney talking about how they have raised $12 million in funding to power financial institutions, credit unions in this case, with their buy now, pay later solution. Really, really good news here from Bryce. So check it out. And on today's program, we have Equipify's very own Bryce Deeney with us. Bryce, how are you?
Man, I'm good. Happy to be here. Appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you're here and we get to talk about some pretty cool news. You guys have just raised $12 million, which is pretty darn good. And that will help power financial institutions, credit unions in this case, with some buy now, pay later technology. So, but before we get to that, can you share with us just Equipify's kind of your 30-second elevator speech and your role in buy now, pay later?
Yeah, 30 seconds is always the hard part for me, but I appreciate it.
However much time you need.
Equipify was birthed out of a need that the incumbents, or in this case, you know, credit unions, financial institutions in the U.S. needed to be able to compete for what consumers are wanting to use. So we are an infrastructure payments company that enables credit unions, community banks, the ability to launch their own buy now, pay later, white label platforms.
Right on, right on. In a nutshell, very good. And it's a white label solution, right? So the
Correct.
Credit union can kind of have their branding on it and all that good stuff. So
yeah, so we built out for like full marketing kits for the institutions to where it's fully white labeled for them.
Okay, cool. All righty, sir. Well, let's get to the funding here. So, what does this $12 million allow you guys to do for credit unions? What's on the table here for credit unions?
Yeah, so if you remember back when you actually had me the first time, we raised our seed round that we closed in late Q3 last year. That enabled us to build out the product, build out our initial team. We went from, you know, three people to where today, I think we're at 22 or 21.
Oh my God.
Full-time employees. So yeah, lots of hiring, mostly engineers, mostly here in Arizona. We do have roughly 10 employees kind of spread throughout the country. Mm-hmm. So that initial seed funding was really for us to build out the initial core product. And now it's time for us to scale that. Mm-hmm. So we built out a few different core integrations initially, a few different mobile integrations initially, and now our plan is to kind of take the market with this $12 million.
Okay, good deal, good deal. And so, where did the $12 million come from? I think you have a certain organization in mind that helped out in this area, right?
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate in our seed round to have a lot of really great venture capital firms that know fintech very well. We did have one investor called 630 Ventures that has some very deep roots in the credit union industry as well, like Ohio Credit Union League, a couple of different individual credit unions in Missouri. But we are super blessed to let the world know that Circle actually co-led our Series A. And it's been a pleasure working with those guys.
Yeah, good group there for sure. Yeah, Nick Evans does a great job and a good group for sure. So that's fantastic news. And anything else on the funding here that you want to share with us before we move on to like the latest in buy now, pay later trends?
Other than it gives us enough, you know, roadmap to extend for a few years now. So now we're really looking to, you know, dig in with our early adopting customers, bring on a few additional early adopting customers, and we can really focus. You know, all of the news so far has just said we have 7 customers. They're actually all credit unions.
Oh, well done. Good job. Good start.
Based on, well, you know, I came from the credit union world, so we just had a lot of deep relationships there. But, you know, our goal is to really enable consumers, regardless of where they bank, to be able to take advantage of these types of offers. It just so happens that all of them are credit unions right now.
Hey, no argument here. We're good with that for sure. So, hey, and the other thing is, you know, credit unions really want to remain relevant. They want to kind of add value. And this is just something, this is just another arrow in their quiver, so to speak, right? To add value to their members, right?
Yeah, I mean, buy now, pay later, I think to the general public sounds like this really fancy new age type of thing. But really, if you boil it down to it, it's just a new payment method that consumers like to take advantage of, particularly like Gen Z and millennial. And our entire go-to-market strategy is when we were looking at the data of a lot of different credit unions and how their members were interacting with third-party BNPL, we saw that there was this gap, and it sat in between debit cards and credit cards. if you think about it, for the last several decades, you always had this go-to-market strategy as a financial institution. Okay, you created a checking account with us. Maybe right. you were like an indirect or a direct member. Maybe you worked at the company that we're a credit union of. Mm-hmm. So you give them a checking account and a debit card. And then you hope as they advance within their financial journey that you can cross-sell a credit card or some other, you know, kind of more luxury product down the road.
Mm-hmm.
That worked forever. And then over the last couple of years, it kind of stopped working. And now there's this gap in between called BNPL.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gap that we're helping to solve in conjunction with our partner yeah. financial institutions.
Yeah, it sounds like it just gives the consumer or the member in this case that much more flexibility in the payment process. So what's the latest? Obviously, we're talking about buy now, pay later. So what are the latest trends out there that you're hearing or that Creightons need to be aware of?
What's really interesting to me is I would say over the last 7-8 years, it was predominantly brand new fintechs popping up that were trying to acquire consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they're integrating into websites, into point of sales, and they're e-blasting everybody saying, hey, move your loans to us,
mm-hmm.
start spending through us. And then now they're kind of wrapping around debit cards and checking account services around that new app that the consumer has downloaded,
right.
trying to cross-sell them. The biggest news recently is really Affirm's wait list for their brand new Debit Plus program, which Equipify is uniquely built to help financial institutions compete with products like Affirm.
Right on.
But they're seeing major traction, hundreds of thousands of consumers in the US signing up for that even before they launch the product.
Oh, wow.
So I would say that's one thing. The other thing I'm seeing a lot of in the last, I would say, 6 months is we're seeing a lot of infrastructure companies pop up to where they're now enabling either the retailers themselves or the card issuers themselves versus trying to steal your customer. They're trying to be more of an open banking. Oh. Platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's still a kind of a fluid market right now. But there's a lot of entrants. There's hundreds of companies out there trying to acquire the customer relationship.
Yeah, and still fairly new. So yeah, now's the time for the getting, so to speak. and you guys are helping position credit unions there as well to kind of attract these members who will use this tool.
You got it. I mean, before we even started Equipify, we looked at like the three major trends that younger consumers were starting to become attracted towards. The first is micro investing. The second is crypto. And the third is BNPL.
Mm-hmm.
We felt like there was some pretty cool startups out there that were solving the other two problems, Roundup Investing and crypto. And we saw that, you know, the CUSOs and credit unions and the leagues and everybody was kind of like focusing on those, but BNPL was still kind of this unsolved market within the credit union space that nobody was really filling that gap. So we felt like that was kind of the place that we could be best served within the industry.
Well, and that kind of segues into my next question is the why. Why would a credit union want to embark going down this buy now, pay later road? What's your reaction to that?
I would akin, if you look over the last 20 years, you know, why would a credit union get into credit cards? Why would a credit union get into personal signature loans or HELOCs or, you know, you can kind of go down the list.
Good point.
You know, credit unions are built to serve their communities and they can serve them by offering them the products that they like and deserve. So I think the market is demanding it is kind of the first point there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would actually kind of flip that around and say credit unions are uniquely positioned to be the leaders in buy now, pay later.
Uh-huh.
Because these third party fintechs that are trying to acquire your member,
mm-hmm.
do they really have your member's personal financial goals and interest at heart? Or are they just trying to acquire a net new logo, so to speak, that they can turn into a profitable relationship 10, 15 years down the road? I think credit unions are uniquely positioned because they do look at the financial health of that individual member and they're looking to provide them the best tools necessary to help that consumer bridge the gap between renting and home ownership or taking the bus and having their own car, or in this case, having flexible lending when they're in a time of need, when they have discretionary spending or a vet bill that maybe they can't cover. You know, we're just a technology provider, but I do think that credit unions are uniquely positioned to dominate this space.
Yeah, good answer. That was my devil's advocate question, Bryce. So you knocked it out of the park on that one. So well done. So, So is there anything else? I mean, we could talk by now, Paley. I'm sure you could as well. I mean, we could talk about this for another half hour, but I realize you have a job to do, but I don't want to take up all your time. But anything else to wrap up on this topic? And congrats again on the funding, the $12 million funding. So it's going to go a long ways for you guys for sure. So, but anything else to add to wrap up?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I try not to get too salesy on these types of interviews, so I'll hold off some of that. But, you know, we haven't announced any of our customers yet. We haven't announced any of our partners yet. We are going to be dripping news now that we're post Series A.
Okay.
So I would just say be on a lookout for that. And, you know, we've done a demo now for over 100 credit unions in the last 6 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have one sales guy. So also, we are hiring. If people can go to our website and check out the available positions, I would greatly appreciate that as well.
Does your sales guy sleep? I mean, 100 demos in 6 months? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, kudos to him or her who's doing that stuff. So good stuff. Well, congrats on the success already. Well-deserved. And look forward to having you back on. Hey, when those credit unions are ready to come on, have them come on and share their experience, how you guys work together to succeed in this area. That'd be fun, a lot of fun to have them on too.
Yeah, we'd love to. I actually want to come on site and be in the garage someday. So maybe we'll do that next time.
I got a couch right here. I got my TV and we'll just kick back and talk buy now, pay later all day long.
That's what I do every day anyway. So it's perfect.
All right. It's a deal. All right, Bryce. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Again, congrats on your success and look forward to next chat.
Thanks, Michael.